Okay. Don't panic. I'm in charge. I, Rebecca Brandon, née Bloomwood, am the adult, not my 2-year-old daughter. Only I'm not sure she realizes this. Minnie, darling, give me the pony. I try to sound calm and assured, like Nanny Sue off the telly.
Pony!
Minnie grips the toy pony more tightly. No pony.
Mine!
She cries.
Mine pony!
Oh, it was all going so well. I'd been round the whole shopping mall and bought all the last little things on my Christmas list. Minnie and I were heading toward Santa's grotto, and I only stopped for a moment to look at a dollhouse. Whereupon, Minnie grabbed a toy pony off the display. Now I'm in the middle of Ponygate. A mother in J. Brand's skinny jeans with an impeccably dressed daughter walks past, giving me the mummy once-over. Since I had Minnie, I've learned that the mummy once-over is even more savage than the Manhattan once-over. In the mummy once-over, they don't just assess and price your clothes to the nearest penny in one sweeping glance. They also take in your child's clothes, pram brand, nappy bag, snack choice, and whether your child is smiling, snotty or screaming. Minnie definitely scores top marks for her outfit. Dress, one-off Danny Kovitz. Coat, Rachel Riley. Shoes, baby Dior. And I got her safely strapped into her toddler reins. Bill Amberg leather. Really cool. They were in vogue. But instead of smiling angelically like the little girl in the photo shoot, she's straining against them like a bull waiting to dash into the ring. Minnie. I let go of the reins and put my arms round her so that she feels safe and secure, just like it recommends in Nanny Sue's book, Taming Your Tricky Toddler. I bought it the other day, just out of idle interest. I mean, it's not that I'm having problems with Minnie or anything. The thing about Minnie is she's spirited. She has firm opinions about things, like jeans. She won't wear them. Or carrots. She won't eat them. And right now her firm opinion is that she should have a toy pony. Minnie, darling, I say, it would make me very happy if you gave me the pony. That's right. Give it to Mummy. My fingers are closing around the pony's head.
Mine!
Minnie wrenches the pony out of my hand and makes a run for it across the shop floor. Shit. Minnie! I grab my carrier bags and leg it furiously after her. As I catch up with her, I'm panting. I really have to start my postnatal exercises sometime. Give me the pony!
Mine pony!
Her dark eyes flash at me with a resolute glint. Sometimes I look at Minnie, and she's so like her father it gives me a jolt. Speaking of which, where is Luke? We were supposed to be doing Christmas shopping together, as a family. But he disappeared an hour ago and I haven't seen him since. Minnie, we're not buying it, I say. You've got lots of toys already and you don't need a pony. A woman with straggly dark hair, grey eyes and toddlers in a twin buggy shoots me an approving nod. I can't help giving her the mummy once over myself. And she's one of those mothers who wears Crocs over nubbly homemade socks. Why would you do that? Why? It's monstrous, isn't it? She says. Those ponies are £40. My kids know better than to even ask, she adds, shooting a glance at her two boys, who were slumped silently, thumbs in mouths. I've got mine well trained. Absolutely, I say. I couldn't agree more. The biggest mistake is giving in to them. The woman is regarding Minnie with a pebble-like gaze. That's what starts the rot. Well, I never give in to my daughter, I say.
Pony!
Minnie's wails turn to heart-rending sobs. She is such a drama queen. She gets it from my mum. Good luck, then. The woman moves off. Minnie, stop, I hiss as soon as she's disappeared. It's only a silly toy. What's so special about it anyway? And for the first time, I look properly at the pony.